You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got author, speaker, and research guy, and also somebody that I know a lot of parents in town have entrusted their children and their future to. We've got with us David Allshulter, and David is friends with the other two guests on the show by chance. I guess you all went to Beach High together?
Only 100 years ago.
That's all right. You know, I went to school when they invented fire, so we're all about the same at this point. And David is going to talk to us about how to get your child into the right school, and it's more than just college we're going to talk about. David, welcome to the show. Blame Bruce for this.
Thank you, Jim. Honored to be here. Appreciate you having me on.
Now, tell me, you know, I went to North Miami Beach Senior High. I had to walk across the school. I went to University of Florida. I never really sought out where I was going to go. But I think as the world is changing, that it's becoming more and more important. What's going on here?
It's a different world, isn't it, Jim? It used to be safe.
Inside well, we talked home, about that with Lauren.
Used to be safe outside, too. The only thing you had to worry about was hailstones killing the crops, killing the animals. You could walk around the neighborhood and everybody supported you. Everybody cared about you. Nowadays, there's process addictions everywhere. It's not just about getting kids into college. It's about being attuned to your kids, about being aligned with them so that they can end up in the right place, so that your expectations of them are clear, and so that they can go to the place where they can thrive.
It sounds really good. You know, every parent wants their child in an environment where they can thrive. What's the first thing that you look for when you're out there looking? I guess the first thing you got to do is meet the parents and the child.
You got to meet the parents and the child. You have to find out what their values are, what their expectations are. You have to make sure that the parents don't have unrealistic expectations of the kids.
Wait, isn't that the definition of a parent?
Sometimes, but nowadays it's not as easy as it was a generation ago. The pressure's terrible on these kids, Jim, and that's why so many of them turn to process addictions, video games, drugs and alcohol, and that which is unhealthy for our beloved children.
You know, we're all about, our country is going to be what our children are. So I got to believe that we're all invested in getting this right. What are some of the things that people do wrong?
You got to think, these are the people who are going to be choosing the nursing home for you. The last thing you want to do.
Oh, God. Thank you so much.
You just put it all into perspective.
I can still chew gum.
You want to make sure that kids end up in the right place. If you have a kid who's going to a top school, if you have a kid who can take 7 AP classes and be president of the student council, captain of the soccer team, and achieve at that level, that's one thing. But if not, you got to love your kid for who you are. You got to love the kid you get and get your kid, the kid you love. Just happens to be the title of my second book. Thank you for the plug.
You gotta... That's Bruce is supposed to plug you.
He didn't give me the chance.
I learned everything from Bruce.
Shameless self-promotion.
There you brilliant
go.
Marketing
He's a brand
guy.
Shameless.
Half a century of friendship. He taught me everything I know. You got to love the kid you get. You got to get the kid you love. And you got to make sure that your kid ends up in the right place, safe and sound.
Now, I know that when I was growing up, that meant that when the kid got shipped off to military school, they were a bad kid. Today, is that still the same stigma that's out there?
No such thing as a bad kid, Jim. There's just a bad culture.
Oh, I love this guy.
Love you too, brother. And what we do now is we look at wilderness therapy, therapeutic boarding school, and residential treatment for children who have gone down the wrong path and for whom an intervention is necessary.
Wow, those are all big words that they didn't use in high school when I was there. All they used then was just a big slap in the head and said, do better. But it sounds like your approach is working for today's kid. Now, what's the number one thing that you do once you've assessed the child and their parents?
Wonderful question. Glad you asked. The next step is to find out.
Wish I had them written down.
The next step is to find out where the child needs to be so that he or she can achieve at the level that's appropriate. If that's rehab, if it's residential treatment, if the kids are being consumed by process addictions, that's one thing.
What's process addiction?
I was going to ask that.
Thank you for asking. Process addictions is not just about drugs and alcohol. It can be about internet pornography, gaming, screen addiction.
Gambling.
For example.
My God, I never even thought about that. I guess,
because
you know,
when we were kids, it wasn't an issue.
Yeah,
Jim,
there was
the one guy
who said, you want to bet on the Dolphins this week? That was about it.
That's exactly right. Whereas now there are incipient process addictions at every corner.
Wow.
And the danger has come inside the house. Your beloved children are three clicks away from unimaginable images, which cannot, as you well know, be taken back.
Yeah, you know, in fact, that has an effect on me. Just when I watch television on Sunday night, it disturbs me.
I'm glad my kids are out of the house by now. They're in their 20s.
Yeah, that just means you don't see what they're looking at. That's all.
Well,
but they're adults.
Well, you know, one of the things that Lauren makes sure is that younger kids are not around older kids with cell phone cameras. It's a very big issue. but back to some of the things. So now the child, you selected the school. The child is away from home. Now they got homesick. What happens?
Great.
Great question. I've been through this.
You got to be there for your kids, Jim. You're absolutely right. That's why everybody loves you. That's why this community trusts you. You got to say to your kids, if you're in the right place, you put on the freshman 15, but you can stick it out. That's one thing. And if not, you're always welcome at home, because I'd rather see you as a carpenter's assistant living at home making $12 an hour than a three-time divorced, high-powered corporate attorney addicted to OxyContin. Know your kids for who they are.
You know, it's really terrific, because I do a lot of placement for the kids that graduate UF, especially in the real estate school. They come down here. There's five of them in the car. They all want to be the same thing. I go, first of all, who are you? You're not all the same person. What's good for you? We've only got a couple of minutes left, so I guess this is going to be where we're going to drill hard. Go.
I'm going to give that one over to Bruce. There is nobody better in this town for helping people to distinguish who they are, stand out from the crowd, and not have that same resume and the same answers to the same questions.
Bruce, you got like a minute, bud.
It's no different with finding the right school for your kid. David talked about finding the school where your child will thrive. He talked about having to do the interview first with the parent and the kid. That's because you have to understand the kid, understand the child, and where they will do best. Brand-wise, it's the same thing. It's about understanding your true, authentic self, your tribal identity, who you are, and why it matters to the rest of the world. It's micro and it's macro. It works with schools. It works with branding. If you know that, if you know who your kid is, what they care about, what matters, the rest of it's easy.
Well, David, he gives long answers, and now I've only got a little bit of time left for people to find out how to get more information on your programs and your books.
www.davidaltshuler.com, David, AltShuler.com, or email me directly. I return every call, every email that comes in, David@altshulerfamily.com.
All right, David. So one last tip about raising a healthy kid in today's unhealthy world.
Be there, pun intended, in the Buddhist sense, with your child. It's not about quantity time, it's about quality time. In the backyard, thwack, the ball hits the glove, spend time with your kids. Go to the library, go camping, that's it.
You know, I don't really remember the time that I wasn't with my parents. I remember the time that I was with my parents.
There you go. You chose the right folks, didn't you?
No, I sure hope so.